Hi, is Ed there?
Sure, hold on one sec.
Uh-huh. This guy's gonna...
Hello, this is Ed.
Hey, Ed. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Who are you with now?
The Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry, I don't recognize that name, but that's okay.
Yeah, no problem. I just trying to touch base. We spoke a little while back. You mentioned, you may need some extra capital coming up. I just wanted to circle back, see if you still have those plans on the horizon or what you're looking
to
do.
Well, Chase is working on a $100,000 line of credit for us. And that'd be,
oh, wow.
That'd be more than enough.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
what are you guys looking to do with the $100K?
Don't know. Hopefully nothing.
No,
you're
just
a line of credit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, have you had lines of credit in the past or?
Oh, way back, probably 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And why did you get rid of it?
Well, until the economy went to shit, everything was fine.
Yeah, I know.
As soon as we moved and spent all our money, the economy tanked.
Oh, man. Just bad timing?
The timing couldn't have been worse.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to hear that.
But that's just the way it goes. I mean, we'll make it, but we may have to use some of that line of credit, or we may not.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, we got about $60,000 in the bank and probably got about $110,000 in bills.
Okay.
Of course, these bills aren't due until the end of probably August for some of them.
Yeah, and so do you guys have, a net 30 with your customers? Where it kind of puts,
pay worth the shit either.
Right.
Most of our customers are in the oil business, and, when the oil goes down, they don't pay good.
Yeah.
They say the check's in the mail, except it really isn't.
Yeah, see, they'd really tell you that? Check's in the mail, that's crazy.
You never heard that one before, I guess.
Well, yeah, I've never had to deal with that. Yeah, I've heard it from other businesses.
I told people that, but it was the truth, and I'm kind of ashamed of myself for saying that. I hate to tell you this, but the check's in the mail.
Right. I'm going to use that one.
maybe it'll get there next week.
Yeah.
Routed through Alaska or something. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't trust the mail. But yeah,
we get checks that are a day old, and we get checks that are 2 weeks old.
Wow.
So we don't know what people are really doing.
That's crazy. I'm sorry to hear that.
If I get a check now and it's dated June the 1st, mm-hmm. I know that something's kind of haywire, but I just don't know what.
Yeah.
Because maybe they really did write it on the 1st, and then they got to get 5 approvals and go through their office, and then they go through the mail and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 3 weeks to get here, but normally not.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's tough. Is that the longest you guys get paid out? Is 30 days? I've heard some companies up to 120 days, which is crazy.
Oh, some guys just aren't ever going to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
After 90 days, if you ain't got your money, you're probably not going to get it.
Yeah. I know, and that's pretty crazy. I don't know. Do you guys avoid that at all?
That's just part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
People come in and price is no object because it's free anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
What would they care how much it costs? So, you got to make all these judgment calls every time someone comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know. So the best thing to do is sell to the same guys all the time and make sure it's people that pay their bill.
And you have, those returning customers and...
Oh, yeah. Probably 90% of our business is return customers.
Okay, great.
You know,
is that
referrals and stuff like that. I mean, we seldom ever go out and cold call a customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost unheard of.
That's great. That's good for you guys.
The electrical guys and the used car business guys and those types.
Yeah.
Which I felt like I was getting rung through the used car dealership the other day when this electrical guy called, telling me what a great deal he's going to give me. give me a good deal right up the ass.
Right. Everyone's got a good deal for you, you know?
Yeah. Man, if I got a deal for you that's going to make me some money.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's how it goes. But yeah, so I mean, how far along are you, you know, with getting that, you know, line of credit with Chase?
We'll probably know in a day or two.
Okay.
You know, we had to give all kinds of forms and financials and all this crap. So,
what kind of stuff do you guys have to give them?
Of course, the forms and financials didn't look good because, you know, like I told him, you know, we moved, so of course we lost money.
Yeah.
Why would you not take advantage of a loss so you can carry it forward and save some tax money later?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, do you think that's going to affect, you know, you guys' approval over there? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it might. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I told them, I said, if they don't want to give us any money, just say so, and we'll go somewhere else. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, that's, we do that as well over here. We do equipment financing. We also do working capital. And, I mean, we can,
I mean,
you know,
I sure wouldn't mind doing it twice. Two lines of credit is better than one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we definitely, you know, could do that for you. It's,
yeah.
It'd be a,
if you want to discuss that or anything, well, send me an email and tell me what you need, or come by and tell me what you need, and we'll see if we can find it.
Okay, yeah, we all we would need is I could send you an application, and
we're kind of very disorganized right now because of the damn move.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but luckily everything can be done, you know, through email. Basically, it'd be, you know, 6 months business bank statements.
Yeah.
And most recent
taxes. Well, it's
tax
a little better every month, but not much.
Yeah, and that's fine.
We're concentrating on trying to make money, not trying to find stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you.
So it makes it a little bit difficult to find things when you don't care where they are.
Exactly.
I figured if the RS guy came in with an audit, well, we'd start looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find it if you look hard enough, but what the hell are you going to look for nothing?
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, who do you guys usually use? Do you use Chase for your banking?
Normally BOA, Bank of America.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem.
We have our normal checking there, which we do all of our bills and collections, you know, deposits and paying bills out of it. And I don't know why they don't fire us, because they don't even charge a service charge, and we run, you know, 200-300 checks a month.
Well, they like that money going in there all the time.
Well, it's going in, but then it's going out just as fast. So
yeah,
it's just a cycle job.
Yeah, basically.
So, but as long as they like us, I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Ed, we can get you an answer here, you know, by the end of the week. If you want to see what we could do for you as well. I mean, what's a good email?
Let me give you our email address. It's jlsheetmetal@gmail.com.
Okay. And
just send us, you know, send me a list of what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see if I can rustle it up for you.
Yeah, and like I said, it's just the bank statements and most recent tax return. 2014
mm-hmm.
works if you don't have 2015 yet, if you got an extension.
Well,
and
2015 we filed for an extension. 2014 looks really, really bad, and 2013's bad. And then before that it's kinda okay.
Yeah, you know, and I understand you're in a hard spot.
We just got super busy and decided, boy, now's the time to move. And we found someone that wanted to pay too much for our property. And so we did it. And damn it if everything didn't slow down.
Yeah, that's. So, yeah, I know, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know,
but
we got a nice big shop with nothing to do.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, is it going to look like it's turning around for you over there?
Oh, it's starting. I think it's just barely starting right now.
Yeah.
Last month was okay, and the month before that was worse, and the month before that was worse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good month and a bad month, so.
Is it?
We just never know.
Yeah, it's. Do you blame, like, the election year?
It's a sporadic business, and, you know, it's not seasonable or cyclical. You know, we tried to figure a cycle or a season thing, and it just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
One December will be nothing. The next December will be busy as hell.
See, yeah.
You can't depend on anything, really, except, you know, that phone ringing.
Exactly. And, like, do you blame the election year? You think that's what's going on?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it could be a thousand things.
Yeah. I mean, have you had this in the past at all? Since, how long have you been in business over
there? Well, back in the 80s. You remember when the oil bust was in the 80s? How old are you?
No, I'm young. I'm 25.
You probably wouldn't even remember it then.
No, I don't
remember. Anyway, things were really crappy then.
Uh-huh.
About 86.
Yeah.
Oil prices were bad. Oil business was bad. Our business was bad. Everything was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens about every 25, 30 years, you know, you go through this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets better and it stays good for a long time. So you make money when you can and you buckle down when you have to.
Yeah, exactly. And right now it's just buckling down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's buckle down time now.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I'll definitely go ahead and shoot that email over to you. And okay. I'd like to see if we can't help you guys out, you know, get this going for you. I know you're in that slow time.
All right.
And, yeah, I mean, when do you think you could, you know, send everything over to me?
So you maybe tomorrow. I mean, it's every day is a new day, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't know.
Okay, well, I'll shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes. And, all right. Yeah, I'll follow up with you. What is tomorrow work for you? I can. Or
sure, call me back tomorrow and we'll see if we can do something.
Okay, and what's
it might
what
work
time?
Fine, but I just don't know. I can't tell you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, just to make sure you see my email and see if you have any
mm-hmm.
questions or anything.
All right.
So yeah, what's a good time tomorrow to follow up with you?
Probably sometime in the afternoon.
Okay.
2 or 3 o'clock.
All right, 2, 3 o'clock. I'll circle back with you.
All right.
All right.
Good.
All right, Ed. Well, thanks for your time.
See you later.
All right. Bye bye. All right. Bye bye.